Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help fibromyalgia with lymphatic system detoxification, right? That's my thing. Lymphatic system detoxification can really help everything. If you know someone with fibromyalgia, you know they at times can be feeling good, then go out, do a chore, or go out and do some shopping, and they have a fibro flare-up. This flare-up often debilitates them where they are bedridden for a few days. I will explain how the lymphatic system plays a major role in fibromyalgia and how a flare-up is due to the release of cellular waste overwhelming an already overwhelmed body. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to help you improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. Many clients who have been told me that, you know, they feel better from the first session. And this isn't just fibromyalgia. It's people with pain, carpal tunnel syndrome. It doesn't matter. When we get the lymphatic system moving, you do much better. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I published that book 11 years ago. It explains how cellular waste is building in our body because we're slightly acidic, and that's stopping our lymphatic system, and our lymphatic system is meant to clean us. I developed work, understanding that we're filling with cellular waste. I developed work that gets to the root cause of our problems, the buildup of cellular waste in our body. In a lymphatic session, I get you feeling relaxed, and over a few sessions, we help to detox your body naturally. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, body stewards treatment plan, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness or having a healthy and happy life. And it's not really about overcoming an illness. It's really about learning to manage our illness so we don't have any flare-up, so we don't have the pain. So what is fibromyalgia? The term fibromyalgia is from New Latin, fibro meaning fibrous tissues, Greek myo meaning muscle, and again Greek algos meaning pain. So the term fibromyalgia literally means muscle and fibrous connective tissue pain. So this has been around for a long time. But again, I'm going to show you how it's really about stored waste in the body, and we need to get our lymphatic system going to help improve circulation and natural detoxification to really help our cells. Because remember, we're 100 trillion cells, and our cells are really suffering. The defining symptoms of fibromyalgia are chronic widespread pain, fatigue, and I mean a fatigue that really will debilitate them, sleep disturbances like insomnia, heightened pain in response to pressure. Other symptoms may include tingling of the skin, prolonged muscle spasms, weakness in the limbs, nerve pain, muscle twitching, palpitations, and functional bowel disturbances. Many people experience cognitive dysfunction known as fibro fog, very similar to what people get when they do chemotherapy, chemo brain, right? We can't think. And in chemotherapy, we know it's about cellular waste. And I can tell you in fibro fog, it's the same thing. Which may be characterized by impaired concentration, problems with short and long-term memory, short-term memory consolidation, impaired speed of performance, you get it, right? And it's often associated with anxiety and depressive symptoms. So we have to look, when we have all these problems, and I noticed this when I was writing my book many years ago, when I started researching all of our health problems, because typically if you have fibromyalgia, you're researching fibromyalgia. If you have cancer, you're looking at cancer. If you have a neurological disease like ALS, you're looking at that. But once you start looking at all our diseases, they all start to intermingle. And as the disease gets worse, we start having the digestive issues, the limb problems, the fatigue, the pain. And we have to start seeing how it's really about cellular waste. In fibromyalgia, there are tender points, 18 designated possible tender points. Again, to me, when I look at these areas, they're really areas where lymphatic fluid can build up, and when lymphatic fluid builds up, it creates more inflammation and pressure and pain. So females are affected about twice as often as males based on criteria as of 2014. One study found increased levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines in fibromyalgia, which may increase sensitivity to pain and contribute to mood problems. Cytokines are what are produced from immune cells that go after different things, after bacteria or viruses or cancer. So fibromyalgia is about a toxic, inflamed body. No doubt in my mind. Let me explain my beliefs how fibromyalgia is due to an acidic pH and compromised lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that must clean our body, our tissues, our bones, our organs, our nerves, our brain. And when it can't clean, then your own cellular waste from that area probably is filling and building up because the lymphatic system can't clean it. And that's really what creates the pain, the fatigue, the insomnia, the muscle twitching, the digestive issues, the fibro fog. They're all due to cellular waste building in different parts of the body. And when a person with fibromyalgia goes out for shopping, like I talked about before, or they do a chore around the house, they do some laundry, or, you know, they wash the car, the next day they have a flare-up, and they can barely move. And that's happening because they did extra. They move their blood more. And when we move our blood more, we're pushing deeper into the tissues, moving out waste that's been inflaming us, and at first it makes us more inflamed. That's one thing that people don't understand. When you get lymphatic work, when you start doing more supplements, when you start doing exercise, you don't just get healthy right away. You get toxic a little bit at first. You feel a little more achy. That might be the aches and pains you feel, the insomnia, you may even get a little grouchy. I see that often when I put people through a detoxification. They get aggressive, they get grouchy, they don't sleep, they get depressed, and they have fatigue, intense fatigue, and then it goes away the next day. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, explains how when you're overly acidic, your lymphatic system is compromised and cellular waste can build in any part of the body, creating inflammation. Remember, we have drains, lymphatic, not really drains, vessels. One vessel on either side of your neck that goes into a vein that takes all of the lymph fluid in the body. And when you feel tightness in your shoulders and neck, that's clogged up and acid waste is building in your shoulders and neck, even in your jaw, possibly giving you TMJ. So I'll explain how to use my information to help reduce pain and discomfort, but it's mostly how to prevent fibromyalgia from getting worse. Right? We don't want it to get worse. We don't want to have flare-ups. Remember, the lymphatic system helps reduce toxicity and inflammation by reabsorbing cellular waste and cytokines from the body. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your skin and nerves can build with cellular waste, creating inflammation, pain, and fibromyalgia. Before I tell you what you can do to help fibromyalgia, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of lymph practic. Remember, they're fully closed, and again, it's here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So you live in the Phoenix area, you have a great opportunity to come in and see me. Most people come in from the first session have relief. It's just crazy. When we activate the lymphatic system, people get better. So again, I also coach people internationally and nationally. It doesn't matter where you live. We can get on Skype, we can get on a phone, and I can make a big difference in your life. Often just an hour, and we can split that into 2 half-hour sessions, will make a big difference into how you proceed and help your health problems. And it really is about learning how to manage your lymphatic system and pH, and then your life will change. So to help fibromyalgia, the goal is to balance the body's pH, but that's really the same with every health issue. Again, I wrote a book on how acid is stopping our lymphatic system. So if we just take vitamins and pills and don't really look to manage our pH, then we're not doing what we should be doing because we have to know if we're acid or alkaline. And we do that by checking our pH. pH test strips. You can get them in any health food store. I don't like the little rolls. I like pH test strips by Vaxa International. That's V-A-X-A, about $20 for 100. And they're very easy to read. And we need to know, is your saliva and urine acidic or alkaline or in balance? And this is very important to understand. If you have any questions on that, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. But it really is about improving natural detoxification of cytokines and fibrin and parts of dead cells and hormones, whatever other waste is in our body. And rather than an intense box type of detox, I'd rather you start slowly with drinking more water, cutting out processed foods and sodas and orange juice and teas and coffees, breathing and moving more. And I mean just a little more, but deep breathing is so important. Because if we don't start slowly, you may have a detox reaction, which is going to set you back. Once you start cleaning up a little bit, then we're going to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. When you're acidic in your tissues, your body stores acid waste. Everything constricts. It can't clean as well. When your tissues are in balance or slightly alkaline, they give up waste. They dilate. They open up and give up waste more easily. Now, how many medications do you take? If you take two or three medications, and I've had people come to me with on 14 medications, we have to understand that medications deplete magnesium, many of them. So that adds to the need to balance our pH every day. How many ounces of water are you drinking a day? Water is a master detox where it helps to clean waste from your tissues. Make sure it has minerals in it. If you drink RO or distilled, you have to add some minerals. And really know how many ounces you drink. Often I ask people, how many ounces of water are you drinking? And they just don't know. They say, oh, I drink plenty. Know how many ounces. You'll be amazed. Now, diet plays a big role. Are you eating mostly acid or mostly alkaline? An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, is very important. We have to limit grains, red meat. These are acid-forming in the body. When you haven't eaten them in a while and you have red meat, your body may actually burn. I have felt that before. We need to have products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium. That's why we have antacids, right? But we don't want to just take antacids. Every household has them. We want to take more magnesium. I like Natural Calm by, I believe it's Peter Gilliam's Natural Vitality. Baking soda. Ease into the baking soda. Maybe a quarter teaspoon, half a teaspoon, but I'd rather you get it in a product like Buffer pH by Vaxa International. And a green drink every day makes a big difference. Systemic enzymes are going to go in and break down your waste. Systemic enzymes actually make chemical reactions work in your body, and they're going to improve circulation. Curcumin. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. It's been shown to reduce inflammation, and that's key in helping fibromyalgia. Omega-3s also help to reduce inflammation, and you can get omega-3s in your diet from cod, salmon, tuna, sardines, anchovies, flax seeds and flaxseed oil, nuts and walnuts, avocados, dark leafy green vegetables. But it's about moving your lymph fluid, and that takes exercise, some light exercise, good posture, deep breathing. Lymphatic drainage sessions are so important. I'm going to actually manually drain your lymphatic system, and you're going to be so relaxed, ain't funny. You're going to be like Jell-O. I guarantee it. I've seen this for 24 years. And over a few sessions, I make a tsunami in your body, which is a big wave that's going to help pick up waste and debris and toxins and clean your body. And you're going to be amazed at how good. And during that time, I educate you on how you can alkalize your body. It's a complete package. Lymphpractic is not just about body work. It's a whole philosophy about maintaining your life. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, there's one on my homepage, ossipinskihealthacademy.com. It really is the idea of balancing your life. We've learned that acid waste is making waste still in your body. When you have fibromyalgia, your body is compromised. It's physical. It used to be thought of as a mental problem in the medical books. It's a physical problem. You have control over it. If I can help you understand how to help fibromyalgia and think, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help carpal tunnel syndrome, a big problem with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. I guarantee even with fibromyalgia, you can get your life back. It takes taking first steps, little baby steps, and building into little bigger ones. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. And with me, your grateful host, John Ossipinski, have a balanced and joyful life.